This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on dialogue between warring parties for global peace. Energy Minister Shakti Bahadur Bastet pledges to ensure 100% electrification of the country within a year and a half. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat underlines need for digitalization of customs administration to enhance its effectiveness. UN's International Court of Justice orders Israel to take measures to prevent acts of genocide in Gaza Strip. And Nepal enters Super 6 of the ICC Under-19 Cricket World Cup, defeating Afghanistan by 1 wicket. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has laid emphasis on dialogue between the warring parties for upholding world peace. During a meeting with the high-level delegation of the United Nations Office for Disarmament Affairs led by Izumi Nakamitsu, Prime Minister Dahal said Nepal was always in favor of world peace. He added that Nepal's peace process had become an example for other countries in the world to follow. Prime Minister Dahal stated that many areas of the world were still in very sensitive condition, adding that incidents including Russia-Ukraine war and Israel and Hamas conflict had added challenges to the global peace. The Prime Minister recalled Nepal's remarkable role in different international forums for the establishment of peace in the world. On the occasion, Izumi Nakamitsu also praised the role Nepal had played in the UN peacekeeping missions as the second largest group contributing nation. UN Resident Coordinator in Nepal, Hana Singer Hamdi, the Foreign Affairs Advisor to the Prime Minister Rupak Sapkota, officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, among others, were present on the occasion. British Army Lieutenant General and Colonel Commandant Brigade of Gurkhas, Richard Wardlaw, yesterday presented an annual report of the Brigade for the year 2023 to President Ramchandra Powdil. On the occasion, President Powdil stressed the combined efforts of Nepal and the United Kingdom for the promotion of world peace, stability and independence. Presenting the report, Wardlaw said the entire world had recognized the professionalism, dedication and competency of Gurkha armies. British Ambassador to Nepal, Rob Fenn, was also present on the occasion. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat has underlined the need of digitalization of customs administration to enhance its effectiveness. Speaking at a program organized to mark the 72nd International Customs Day in Kathmandu yesterday, the Finance Minister echoed the need of collective efforts to build a robust customs administration by applying available technology, international criteria and good practices. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Shakti Bahadur Bastet, assured that the bill related to renewable energy would be presented in the Federal Parliament within a month. Addressing an event in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Bastet informed that 98% households across the country had an access to electricity at present and works were forwarded to ensure 100% electrification within a year and a half. The minister said the government was making a planned and meaningful effort to encourage increase in domestic consumption of electricity. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has underlined the need for the proper utilization of information technology for national development. Inaugurating the 20th National Technological Festival that kicked off at the Pulchok Engineering Campus yesterday, the Communication Minister said the government would devise the laws required for the development of the information technology sector. Radio Nepal has set up an FM relay station in Bagnasdara of Bagnaskali Rural Municipality, Ward No. 9 of Palpa, and the FM relay station started its operation from yesterday. Surendra Prasad Yadav, head of Radio Nepal's Regional Broadcasting Centre in Pokhara, said that Radio Nepal started operating with a relay station by installing a 500-watt FM transmitter from Bagnas. The executive director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, informed that Radio Nepal, which aims to reach all parts of the country, established the FM relay station in Bagnas of Palpa as its 32nd relay station. Now Radio Nepal can be listened clearly in Palpa and Sengda districts, as well as in areas of Gulmi, Argakhanchi, Baglung, Parbat, Nawal Parasi and Rupandehi districts through the relay broadcast via FM band 103 megahertz. The rare, endangered and elusive snow leopard rescued from Urlabali municipality in Morang district, which is in the Tarai Madhes belt, was made public in Kathmandu yesterday. The snow leopard has been kept at the Central Zoo. At a news conference yesterday, the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation and National Trust for Nature Conservation and the Central Zoo revealed the status of the wild cat. Senior ecologist at the department, Sam Kumar Saha, said the presence of the snow leopard in the belt, known for the Royal Bengal tiger, was a matter of research for the conservationists. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. The UN's International Court of Justice has ordered Israel to take measures to prevent and punish direct incitement of genocide in the Gaza Strip. The Al Jazeera cited the UN's top court as saying Israel must take immediate effective measures to enable the provision of urgently needed basic services and humanitarian assistance in the Gaza Strip. It says Israel must ensure its forces do not commit genocide and ensure preservation of evidence of alleged genocide. The court obliges Israel to take more measures to protect Palestinians, but does not order it to end military operations in the Strip. Meanwhile, the BBC has cited US media as saying the head of the CIA is due to meet Israeli, Qatari and Egyptian officials in the coming days to discuss a new potential ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has given his reaction to the court's ruling, saying Israel will continue to defend while adhering to international law. Now sports cricket. Nepal has entered the Super Six Tests of the ICC Under-19 Cricket World Cup, defeating Afghanistan by 1 wicket. Nepal chased the 146-run target posted by Afghanistan in 44.4 overs of the match in the group stage match held in South Africa yesterday. Winning the toss, Afghanistan had managed to put 145 runs on board, losing all wickets in just 40.1 overs. Akash Chand took 5 wickets for the Nepali team to limit Afghanistan to a low total. For the batting side, Nepali skipper Deb Khanal scored highest 58 runs for the country to win the match. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on dialogue between warring parties for global peace. Energy Minister Sakti Bahadur Basnet pledges to ensure 100% electrification of the country within a year and a half. Finance Minister Dr. Prakashan Mahat underlines need for digitalization of customs administration to enhance its effectiveness. UN's International Court of Justice orders Israel to take measures to prevent acts of genocide in Gaza Strip. And Nepal enters Super 6 of the ICC Under-19 World Cup, defeating Afghanistan by 1 wicket. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.